Good evening, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Tonight we'll listen to the music of three women who were related to three famous men composers. Clara, Robert Schumann's wife, Alma, Gustav Mahler's wife, and Fanny, Felix Mendelssohn's sister. Of all the women composers of history, these are among the best known. Throughout a career of more than 50 years, Clara Schumann, who lived from 1819 to 1896, was considered the foremost woman pianist of her time. Her concert programs and her high musical standards changed the character of the solo piano recital in the 19th century. Born in Leipzig, Clara Schumann was carefully trained from the age of five as a pianist and a musician by her father, Friedrich Wieck. She made her debut at the Leipzig Gewandhaus at the age of nine in 1828, and that same year, she met Robert Schumann, who was then 18. Between 1828 and 1838, Clara launched a highly promising career, and her friendship with Robert deepened into love. Her father, however, refused to consent to their marriage, in part because his possessive and intense control over her musical development and career did not allow him to share Clara with any man. In the end, they did marry, and Clara bore Robert eight children while continuing her highly successful career as a pianist. On future broadcasts, we'll explore some of her mature compositions, but I thought it would be interesting this time to listen to a very early work of hers. On January 13th, 1833, 13-year-old Clara wrote in her diary, "I have begun to compose a concerto." 10 months later, she noted, "I have finished my concerto now, and Schumann will orchestrate it so I can play it at my concert." The concerto orchestrated by Robert Schumann was a one-movement piece for piano and orchestra, which eventually became the third movement of Clara Wieck's concerto in A minor, opus 7, which we will hear tonight. It actually gets a straight A. The young girl went on to compose and orchestrate the first and second movements and premiered the entire concerto in November 1835 when she was 16. And Felix Mendelssohn conducted the famed Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra at that performance. The piano dominates the piece, which has no breaks between the movements, which was an unusual feature at that time. We'll hear it now with Angela Cheng, piano, and the Women's Philharmonic, conducted by Joanne Folletta.